This is Switch.
So I'm pleased once more to be joined on the line by Sonia Sabri from the Sonia Sabri Company. And excitingly, we're going to be talking about dance and I suppose education in dance more than anything. But first of all, Sonia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, James, for having me. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you on again. And there are some really exciting things going on around dance. So let's start by talking about this project, which I think you're sort of almost keeping under wraps until we get to International Dance Day, which is right at the end of the month on the 29th of April. Let's talk about this project that you've been working on called The Butterfly Project. Let's explore what that is first.
Yes, so The Butterfly Project has been accumulated over several years of sporadic workshops, outreach projects, working with women who don't necessarily have access to dance or anything to do with the arts, and working with women who need to physically improve their health, their mental well-being. And dance, we know, is such a fantastic physical activity that really improves people's physical health, as I mentioned, and also emotional well-being. And so the Butterfly Project is about reaching those women in communities that, you know, they find difficult to engage with any physical activity, or are just so, I guess, consumed by their daily chores or life is such that they don't have that opportunity to do anything for themselves, to better themselves. So the Butterfly Project is about that. It's about getting women together, and it's empowering women through the power of dance.
Excellent. And it's not simply about, as you've alluded to, it's not simply about keeping fit and physical activity. There is something here about mood, isn't there? How people feel, but also how they see the world and look at the world?
Absolutely. So first of all, you know, there are a lot of women who are quite isolated. They feel that, you know, they are, again, they're kind of so wrapped up in roles and responsibilities that they don't actually get to see other people. And of course, in the current times, we're even more isolated. So this is an opportunity to engage with women from all over, not just in Birmingham, but, you know, nationwide, and especially through the help of digital communication. You know, we're able to do that online, but it's a way to connect women together, for them to share their aspirations, their challenges, and to just have a one-to-one, sometimes just have a one-to-one chat. You know, sometimes they just don't have that time or that safe place to do so. So I think starting from the whole idea of just knowing how to breathe properly is the first stance that we take when we start the Butterfly Project. So just being very aware of one's breath, which is a very much a yoga principle, and then developing movement ideas around that, using any people's worry, concerns. You know, some people may be going through grief, bereavement. So it's taking those feelings, those hidden thoughts, which, you know, women may not have confidence or the strength to share. And this Butterfly Project enables them to do that in a very safe, a very comforting environment. So I guess there is, without kind of making it very prescriptive, there is an element of therapy here, if not a very large element of therapy. So we see dance, or we traditionally, conventionally seen dance as a form of entertainment, but being a dance practitioner, a performer myself, you know, dance offers so much more. I think the icing of the cake, we can say, is the entertainment value, but there are so many deeper levels we engage with ourselves when we are moving, when we understand our body, when we understand our emotional health, when we understand that we are struggling to understand the world, or where we don't have those coping mechanisms because, you know, life is so stressful. So dance and this very creative form of physical activity really has, you know, boosted women's confidence in just rediscovering themselves and finding their worth in society.
And there are, I think, three particular areas or wards of Birmingham with the project focuses on. I know, as you said, at the moment, obviously, it's much wider than that due to, I guess, some of the sort of digital technology, some of the digital platforms that you're using. But there are particular bits of Birmingham you're working in or focusing on, I think.
That's right. So there's the kind of the Washwood Heath area, Borsall Heath area, and I think it's called the Northern Corridor. So it's like the north part of Birmingham. And these areas are considered to be, you know, the ones which are least active in terms of engaging with the arts. But also, unfortunately, you know, given the way, I guess, communities are divided, they don't have access or they don't understand the importance of taking care of yourself physically and mentally. And we see that there are a lot of GP referrals now coming through. And the Butterfly Project has helped those patients. So it could be just that there are women who, you know, just are overweight and it's having a detrimental effect on their overall health. So they are prescribed by their GP to do something physical, to do something quite active, right through to the other side of the spectrum where there may be women almost on the cusp of depression or have mild depression, who are suffering from anxiety, who are suffering from very low self-esteem. So we're enabling those women to come via, let's say, the GP referral system, or known as social prescribing, to enter this project and to feel better in themselves. And we've already seen such a huge improvement. When the first lockdown was announced, there were a lot of women who were active, and through our partnership organisation, who actually is delivering the access to physical activity on all different levels, not just dance. Dance is where we come in. But Saheli Hub. Saheli Hub is the organisation based in Borsall Heath, who has been running various online activities and mainly outdoor activities for the improvement of women's health. They found that even their own instructors, there are, I think, 16 of them in the team at the Saheli Hub, who are, you know, the role models, who are those teachers who motivate, who inspire women to get up and, you know, take charge of their life. They were the first ones to suffer. They lost their way. They were so demotivated. And unfortunately, you know, the pandemic has brought a lot of bereavement. And I think that, you know, really crumbled them. So what we went in with the Butterfly Project, we firstly skilled up those instructors. We firstly had to, you know, find ways to build their self-esteem. It's, you know, there's this saying that if you don't care for yourself, how on earth are you going to care for other people? So the first point of our contact with the Saheli Hub, with the Butterfly Project, was let's take care of those instructors first. Let them reset, let them rediscover themselves, their self-compassion, their self-value, their self-worth, to remember how many thousands of women they have helped across those three wards. And how they shouldn't kind of go into themselves and feel useless or hopeless. So the Butterfly Project has given that confidence, has reconnected with the team, and they are now you know they're taking charge now. They are online. They are delivering fantastic sessions. The content that they use is from the dance that we bring in through the Butterfly Project, and they have said, you know, how unanimously they find that their participants who now join those online sessions with them are finding the same positive attitude. They're managing stress much better. They're beginning to feel physically different, feeling better overall. It's this kind of self-improvement that is now slowly taking place.
I think what's remarkable about that as well is, you know, in this time and this kind of context, it's really difficult, I think, to do community engagement in the community because all the restrictions and things that are in place limit that. And, you know, there are reasons for that. But amazingly, I think it's around 240 bubbles that were created in green spaces. So, you know, kind of safe space for people to enter into these activities and to do these things, you know, in line with the kind of restrictions. And that's a remarkable achievement in itself, I think.
Yes, it is. And I think Saheli is just pioneering in terms of how to connect with communities and making the best of the worst scenarios, really. So when the restrictions were slightly eased last year, then there was this opportunity to go outdoors and have these bubbles. And then, of course, we were hit again with the recent one in January. And I think that really took its toll. So with the Butterfly Project, we were able to go online and not let women kind of go backwards and you know, again, feel that they have lost touch with those participants that they were just few months back, you know, beginning to form relationships, form friendships, bond together. You know, that couldn't have gone to waste. So the online way to do the same idea of bringing people together, although of course it's not, you know, you can't replace being together in an outdoor space or you know, having that real connection, social interaction. Online, it's a different world. At least it's something. It's not being in a void. You're not going to enter a vacuum, which I think a lot of people were beginning to feel mentally. They were going into a very bleak, very dark place in themselves. So it's to continue something for people to look forward to every week. And the sessions that we offered to Saheli Hub, which you know, allowed them to connect with the women on an everyday basis. So there was always something to look forward to, even if it was just 45 minutes or an hour. That has helped families, I would say, incredibly, because we were asking actually some of the participants, you know, how do your husbands or your children, or you know, the family unit that you're living in, you know, how has it helped them? And again, they were saying, when we have a positive attitude, then there's a positive vibe in the whole home. Some women are living alone and they don't have any interaction, so it's trying to beat loneliness, it's trying to beat that isolation. And aside from the Butterfly Project, you know, we've been trying to get people connecting online, including the very elderly who are living in rural communities. So I think, you know, thank God for technology. I know there's lots of, you know, it's quite temperamental. Technology can be temperamental, just like artists. But I think it's just allowed us to continue working over a bridge of some kind and not lose contact with the community.
And just finally, Sonia, how important, obviously it's important to you, but how important do you think International Dance Day this year is? Because obviously, again, we're in changed circumstances. How do you see a day like that?
There are many layers to this. Firstly, I think we have to celebrate international dance with the lens of how dance has been a savior in this very challenging, trying phase. And will continue to be a trying phase for a while before we kind of, you know, start to feel comfortable in ourselves. Dance, there have been loads of dance activities nationally and internationally. And it's the one thing that has just offered that anchor of salvation, whether that's a physical thing, whether that's an emotional thing. So I think we need to understand that dance is not just mere entertainment, but it's life-changing. It transforms people for the better. And I think this year's International Dance International Day is about really coming together as a sector to get the government to understand, to get our senior authorities, to get those trend makers, those opinion formers to understand that dance is the backbone of society. And, you know, I'm not talking about dance that way you go to see performances. Yes, there is that element of it. But dance in the community. Dance in the community is essential to bring people together. It's a way that people can connect regardless of what cultural background, whether what physical ability they have. It's, you know, the that ritual or that notion of moving together is so powerful, and hence why in our folk tradition, which we are losing touch with, was about coming together, dancing together, dining together, playing music together, sharing poetry or jokes or comedy or whatever. That social bonding that happened through the arts is being diminished because we're losing touch with those traditions, but also losing the understanding, the knowledge of why we had the arts in the first place, why we have them in the first place. So, and you know, dance as well. The third thing I would say is dance is it's the first probably thing that we do as when we're young children. We don't learn to walk straight away. We explore our space. You know, we tumble, we turn, we are using things around the house to prop us up, or we kind of explore the props around us. They are constituent development features for a child to walk and then to have physical dexterity. That idea of just moving. And if you see any, I mean, there's loads of stuff on TikTok now, there's loads of stuff online where you see young children just moving to a really good beat. And we as adults, we have lost touch with that. We are so conformed to how society wants to see you and behave that we have lost touch with those very organic, very raw reactions or responses to when we feel music. So International Dance Day this year has to be about resetting our understanding of what dance is. It's not a hierarchical experience. It's not if you can afford a ticket to see the ballet or you know, some massive Western musical. No, dance actually starts from the community, and we need to ensure that we thrive those communities who are doing so much for dance. And the last thing I would say is the enormous effort that my colleagues, my peers, and including Sonia Sabri Company, including Saheli Hub, have used for the support of mental health and physical well-being, physical health. You know, dance has enabled to do that. Not everyone enjoys exercise, and I completely understand. I don't. I don't enjoy exercise. But, you know, if dance is done in a way that gets our heart rates moving, gets us breathing properly, gets us understanding how our body actually works, and we can capitalize on that, we can make it work for us for years to come, then we should have every child and adult dancing.
Sonia, thanks for updating us on the Butterfly Project and also all those wonderful things that are going on for International Dance Day, and that perspective is as ever appreciated. It's good to talk to you again, and good luck with the project, and hopefully we'll get you back on a future show to update us a bit further.
Thank you so much, James.